Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug here again with you this morning, and we are going to progress for a couple more verses. We're taking up the question that we started yesterday, a question that basically said, back in verse 2, it says, "You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain. You fight and quarrel." And then we get to the part of the verse that I wanted us to focus on. "You do not have because you do not ask, or you have not because you ask not," depending on the scripture that you're using. Today we're going to pick up with verse 3 and read verse 4, because we don't need to separate these two thoughts. So as we come out of this, verse 2, "You do not have because you do not ask." Let's pick up here. "You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." And instead of James using brothers here, the next verse, verse 4, it says, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." So let's stop there. So as we pick up in verse 3, we see the idea that James is presenting, that the best way for a Christian to have their needs met is to ask God. And one reason a believer does not receive what he asks for is he asks with the wrong motives. Okay, he asks amiss. The verb acts or ask here, technically in the Greek language, is saying ask for yourself. So in other words, you don't have because you ask only for yourself. You're asking out of your selfish desires. All right? So he further clarifies this, that he says that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Spend could be translated as squander. All right? And pleasures, here we are the same word that we talked about yesterday, hedonias. Okay? God will never provide for that type of squandering. He will not take or provide for your selfishness. All right? So again, I pointed out whenever I hit verse 4 that James didn't say what he normally said through scriptures, which would be "my brothers." He says, "You adulterous people." Wow, is he talking about believers here? I think so. And then he asks the pointed question, "Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Is enmity toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." So here we could say that the consequence is worse than ending up empty-handed. A rebellious Christian who has a illegitimate relationship with the world is at enmity with God. These are some pretty strong words. And one thing that I wanted to point out from yesterday is the fact that sometimes we take one verse completely out of context. And in this case, we take it in James chapter 4, verse 3. We say, "You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly." This is an entire thought. Don't think of it as a whole. Because you ask wrongly just to spend it on your passions, you adulterous people. It's kind of rough, don't you think? It is. But he wants us to realize that the things that we are asking for, we don't receive because it's not what God desires for us. It's not of his will. It's not of the things of the Lord. So therefore, there's problems. And those problems are magnified when all of a sudden that internal lust becomes an outward action. And then what do? We do the things that we're not supposed to do. Think on these things. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.